63? Jeffrey, how is your testosterone that low? You know the average level is between 250 and 950. How is yours 63? Oh, you're doing all of those bad habits. Touching receipts, drinking tap water or drinking from plastic bottles, eating that food. Wow, Jeffrey. I bet your dick doesn't even get hard in the morning anymore, does it? I bet you're putting on muscle much slower than everyone else, aren't you, Jeffrey? Man, that must suck. Adonis. Adonis sees young Jeffrey with his puny testosterone levels. Listen here, young man. I will show you the way. They wake up at the crack of dawn. And the first thing that Adonis does is jump in the freezing cold lake. Jeffrey's not used to this kind of discipline. Next, Adonis stares directly into the sun. But humans aren't strong enough for that, so Jeffrey has to look off to the side. Don't hurt your eyes, boys. Come on, bro. I'm gonna put disclaimers in these videos now. Don't try this at home. What are they eating? High fat meat? Okay, sure, but they're gonna have some like rice or some naan bread or some. No! Adonis is speaking to his wife and they look so polarized. Oh, they're speaking to beautiful women. That makes sense. If they speak to women, then of course their testosterone's gonna go up. Finally, the night is done and Adonis retires to his room with his wife Anastasia. Jeffrey realizes that this is the way that he wants to live forever. There's an absolutely brutal study about testosterone that you should know. So there's two groups of guys. One group of guys go to the gym and do the standard weightlifting protocol. So they go in, you know, resistance training, compound lift, bench press, and then the isolations, 1 hour workout, come home, have protein, whatever. They go 5 times a week. The other group of guys don't go to the gym. They just inject testosterone. Which group of guys do you think built more muscle? The guys who took testosterone made more muscle. Think about that. A guy who's taking steroids will make more muscle than you if he doesn't even go to the gym and you do. Now imagine if this guy taking steroids actually goes to the gym with a half decent workout routine and diet. And then of course, imagine if the guy taking steroids goes and trains like an absolute bodybuilder, perfect diet, nutrition, sleep, everything. Of course, you can get fucking huge. Now, I'm just going to give you a disclaimer to be completely honest. The amount of testosterone that these guys took is way, way, way higher than you'd ever get naturally. Like, I like to be, you know, ambitious. Yeah, let's get caveman levels. Let's try and get like 1,000 nanograms. From what I remember in the study, the guys who took the testosterone, their levels was about 3,000 nanograms. So basically, it's impossible to get there natural. You're not going to have 3,000. That's like pre-100,000 years ago caveman level, right? You're not going to get that level. But here's the biggest question. Right now, you probably have like 300, 400 nanograms per deciliter testosterone. And of course, some nerd will be watching this thing and actually, that's not actually, shut the fuck up, right? We're just gonna keep this bro science level. I'm not gonna explain SHGB and all this fucking free testosterone. Just shut the fuck up. We're just gonna assume your total testosterone roughly correlates with your free and your symptoms. We're just gonna keep this simple. Right now, you probably have between like 300, 400, 500. Most young men do. The range is from 250 to 900. But more often than not, when young men get their tests, from what I've seen, because I've seen a bunch of young men's testosterone test, we do like a service inside of my paid school where you can show it to a doctor and everything. On average, it's anywhere from like 300 to 500. And you know what the worst part about this is? That's low, by the way. That's actually low. The worst part about this is that these are young men who follow my advice. These are young men who aren't drinking alcohol, who are sleeping right, who are eating fairly clean, who are resistance training, and their levels are still so low. What level should you have right now? Well, I'm going to tell you the brutal fact about generations of men. You know how you've always heard like men's testosterone is going down for every generation. So before I implemented like way more of the strategies to increase my testosterone, my number was always in the 400s. I got it tested like 4 or 5 times over like a year. So 400. And this was in like 2021, 2022. And the thing is, if you looked at me then, I had the symptoms of fairly high testosterone. I had no problem having sex, attracting women. I was putting on muscle mass. I had like a deep voice, beard, authority, leadership. You know, I had a lot of the symptoms. I had a really good physique as well. I was training for probably about 6-7 years. You would have assumed it was probably higher, but that's what my number was. 400. I got my father a testosterone test. And I don't say this to be disrespectful, but his habits haven't been that great. He's drank a lot of alcohol in the last like 10, 20 years. He stayed up late because, you know, he's provided for the family. He was working like night shifts basically for years. So that must have like messed up his sleep as well, right? I had 400 nanograms per deciliter. I was a young man watching these testosterone videos. I was getting sunlight. I was sleeping at the same time every day. I was taking some supplements. I was like doing all this like cold showers and all this stuff. Obviously, I'd watched all these videos, so I'd implemented most of it like you probably have, right? And my father was 20 something years older than me. Not amazing habits. What do you think he got? His number was 550. He had higher levels than I did. This is what we're seeing time and time again, where the son who is doing a bunch of the right habits literally has the same or lower testosterone levels than his father, who's, you know, stayed up late for the last 20 years to provide and not had as good of a diet and everything as well. Think about that for a second. It's likely that your father, even if he doesn't look like it, has higher levels than you. And it kind of makes sense, you know, in this like young man's culture, we act like testosterone, like, you know, it's about aesthetics and it makes you look masculine and whatever. But the truth is, like, go handshake your dad and you'll feel what like a real man's hands feel like. Like, I've got little baby hands. Most young guys our age have got little baby hands, little baby like functional strength. Like, you could probably carry heavy shit for like 30 seconds. If we gave you like a screwdriver and made you like, you know, do like I don't even know what the terminology is. If we gave you a screwdriver and made you like screw in a fucking screw, your forearms would burn in like 10 seconds. Your dad could do that for like fucking 4 hours and build the bed frame or whatever. We're genuinely like half or maybe 2/3. Okay, fine. Whatever. The men that our fathers are. And now imagine your grandfather. Like, my grandfather lived to like 90 something. He was an actual farmer, owned a farm, drove a motorbike and everything in Pakistan. The testosterone levels for our generation has been absolutely butchered. What level should you have? This is just my opinion with like no scientific research, whatever. This is just a random number that I think you should aim for, that eventually when you get a test, you can be like, okay, sweet, this is a pretty good level. I'd say about 800 nanograms per deciliter. And of course, the free testosterone, those things matter as well, but this is just a blanket number, right? Now, again, a disclaimer, you could have 800 nanograms of testosterone, but your symptoms could all be whack, or you could have 300, but you could have really good symptoms, of course. But in general, it does correlate. So what that means is, if right now your testosterone is about 400 nanograms per deciliter, and you increase it to 800, so you double it, you should expect to put on muscle faster. You should expect to attract more women and to be way more confident. You should expect to be more like authoritative and not back down from like confrontation as much. You should expect to get those symptoms. So then the biggest question, because really like what level you should get, we don't really give a shit. The biggest question you're wondering, okay, apart from the basic shit that you've always heard, like sleep and lift heavy weights and whatever, what's some extra things we can do? That's the big question, right? Because look, I can spend time saying, yeah, sleep and stuff, but you've heard this already, so we're not going to waste time on that. What is extra stuff that you're probably not doing right now that if you did would probably result in a good testosterone increase? There's a few that I can think of. Number one, the supplement that I've seen quite a lot recently is Tongkat Ali. Go and try and find that. The problem is, when you buy it from like Amazon and eBay and random stores, apparently the quality is like really, really low. I'm not affiliated. I'm not even going to give you the link, but I basically found the website where the Dr. Andrew Huberman, he's endorsed it, saying like this is a good website where it's like high quality ingredients and stuff. So it's called like Momentous or something. I bought it from this website and I haven't gotten it just yet. I'm still waiting for the delivery. But this one supplement, Tongkat Ali, I've heard really good things about on multiple videos. But the problem always is in like the sort of cleanliness or the purity of the supplements. It's apparently quite low in most like brands and stuff. So I'm going to buy it from this website. Then along with that, there's a few supplements that I've constantly heard can help you. So there's vitamin D3, and apparently you want to take that with vitamin K. So sometimes you can find one that merges them together. And then zinc. So I've heard this for the last like literally 10 years, that men should supplement with zinc and get up to 50 grams a day. When I take zinc, by the way, this I remember being like 19, 20 years old and like being interested in this stuff. But if you want to have like massive like loads, when you want to reset your nofap streak, whether by yourself or with a girl, and you want to spray zinc, and there's a few other supplements that you can take which turns it into like porn star level ropes basically. So zinc helps. Then another tip I can give you is, you've heard how important sleep is, so of course sleep, don't be an idiot, but you've heard this enough. There's something else that I've learned about, and it's called NSDR, non-sleep deep rest. And basically, it's like a 20-minute meditation, which is kind of like a nap. And it's been scientifically proven to be more effective than, I think, meditation and napping because of the weird way that it, like, joins together. So I searched, like, NSDR 20 minutes onto YouTube, and there's one by that same doctor where he just kind of, like, talks to you and tells you what to do. So you set on the 20-minute video, you just lie down in the middle of the day and follow it. So you don't really fall asleep. Like, if you fall asleep, you should just sleep because you're sleep deprived. But basically, I wake up at 5, right? And I'll work till about like 9 or something. Then it's time to go to the gym. But before I go to the gym, I'll set on this 20-minute non-sleep deep rest little video, right? And then I'll just close my eyes and follow it for 20 minutes. And I have a feeling that extra bit of rest will be increasing testosterone, because it's said that your testosterone is made mostly whilst you rest, like whilst you sleep. And this is like another block. Like, I've always heard napping is actually pretty productive. It's pretty effective. But this apparently is even more effective. So just go find that video, 20-minute non-sleep deep rest, and start doing it every day, like 4 or 5 hours after you wake up. Of course, if you're in school, it's a bit problematic, but just see what you can do. Maybe sometimes you finish school at like 3, you do it there for 20 minutes. Maybe on the weekends, you do it at like 10 a.m. once you've been awake for a few hours or something. And then the final piece of advice to increase your testosterone levels more than all the basic advice is the lifestyle that you're living. So the highest result that I've ever gotten was about 740 nanograms per deciliter. And the free testosterone that I had, so that's the more important part. I don't remember the exact number, but I remember on the range that they gave me, my free testosterone was above the range. So that's perfect, right? And I remember this period where it's a good problem to have, but I was literally distracted because of how much the symptoms of like horniness and like, you know, testosterone were in my mind. And this was before I even got the test, so it wasn't really a placebo. So someone watching this might think, wait, you don't want that. But other guys will be thinking that, yeah, it'd be good to feel like a man, even if it is distracting. So I'm going to walk you through the lifestyle I was living. I was in Thailand on one of the islands, so I was getting so much sun, and I wasn't just driving to the gym, being indoors all day. I was literally sat outside naked doing this technique called sunning my balls. Basically, I would just sit outside naked. I had this like private villa and everything, getting direct sunlight all over my skin. I don't personally believe in like skin cancer from the sun or anything. Like, you can argue with me and okay, he sounds like an idiot, but I don't think humans are meant to avoid the sun, especially if you've got darker skin. So I've never been sunburnt in my life. I never put on like sunscreen or anything. That just seems like a cancer modern thing. But you try, especially if you're white and pale, you might try it. But for me, I'm brown. It's like the sun is my friend, right? So I would sit out, and I'm talking literally hours. I'm not talking, you know, little 10-minute little sunbathing or anything. I'm talking like 2-3 hours. I'd sit outside, I'd read, I'd go on my laptop outside. Imagine like fully fucking naked, right? Balls out directly into the sunlight. So you might struggle with this if you live at home. There's nowhere to do this, but that's what I was doing. A few hours of this basically every day. Then I was also doing a lot of like affirmations and like empowering thoughts about testosterone. And I know that some people would think this is like woo-woo, but I think this helped. So I would wake up literally saying out loud to myself, it sounds like a bit weird, you know, talking to yourself, but this is what I did. I would literally talk out loud, I've got high testosterone, I've got the symptoms of high testosterone, my dick's always hard, I'm this, I'm competitive, I look at women in the eyes. It sounds cringe, but it's what I did, and honestly, it worked. Like, whatever I said did end up happening. Some things I won't tell you, but like, I said some things about what I had done or who or everything, right? And I'm telling you, like, exactly what I said came true. So I'm all for like affirmations and really like aggressively saying it. Because look, most of the time your brain is just saying negative little bullshit to you. Affirmations is basically when you're just saying like what you want, but as if you've got it. I've got high testosterone. I'm successful. I'm so hardworking. I'm competitive, right? You say these things and it sounds a bit cringe, and you know, people will like yap about it saying, oh yeah, it's a bit cringe, whatever. But the thing is, you're used to your entire fucking life with your brain chatting shit to you, right? Most of our lives, your brain has said some fucking shit because your parents said it, society said it to you, so your brain says the same thing. For some people here, affirmations might be the only time in your entire fucking day that you say anything positive and empowering. So I'm all for it. People can say it's cringe and like, oh yeah, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, I don't waste time with this stuff. But I think the words you say to yourself and to people are really important. So I would do this every single day, and I just started to ingrain in this personality. And so the next thing I did after that, I started to basically act like I had high testosterone already. I started to basically like ask myself 10, 20, 50 times a day, what would I do if I had doubled the testosterone right now? I'd go speak to that girl. That guy who's looked at me like 2-3 times and, you know, made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. I'd look at him back. Now, of course, don't get yourself in the point that some crackhead is going to stab you and don't be weird and stuff. But this question was so powerful because then I just started to act like the end result I wanted anyway. Because here's the truth. You don't really need high testosterone, like the exact blood work inside of you and everything. You basically just wanted the result, the actions, the symptoms. But you can actually get like the symptom, like the results right now by taking the action. Like what you really wanted wasn't testosterone. You wanted to attract women. But you can attract more women if you just speak to more women. What you really wanted was, you know, more of a feeling of masculine competitiveness, but you can just go get that by looking at a guy and saying something competitive. Hey, I bet I can lift more weight than you. You can take that action right now, because here's the thing, and it's the truth. Like a lot of self-improvement autists won't want to hear this. There's a lot of people with high testosterone who are still fucking losers. So don't think that testosterone is going to make you a winner, because there's loads of guys who will post their results and they're still like effeminate. They're still like little skinny boys and everything. The biggest thing is still the thoughts you say to yourself and the actions that you take. So don't think that you need to wait for your testosterone results to, you know, think, oh yeah, then I can act like that, because you can act like the high testosterone version of you right now. And when you do that, you're already living the dream life. And what I tell you is just a final tip, and it's a weird tip, but honestly, I really want you to remember this. The world and the universe works in really interesting ways. If you think and act like how you want to become, it will happen. I know that sounds woo-woo, but really what I've just told you is like, if you go to the gym, you'll get big. If you eat clean, you'll lose body fat. If you first start with the thinking and say the words that are required in your brain, and then act like the version of you you want to become right now, you will get to your goal. So to put this into a final example before I close the video, let's say you want to get jacked, you want to build the aesthetic physique, right? You could act like you are now, like let's say you're kind of skinny fat, and then you'll be like, you know, struggling to push hard in the gym, you'll be struggling to eat, right? What if just for the rest of the day, you thought to yourself, how would I act if I already had the aesthetic body? How would I act if I already had high testosterone? You might just find that it's easier to eat more food that day. You might just find that it's easier to hit failure that day. You might just find that it's easier to speak to the girl that day. Why? Because we act out how we think we are. Really think about how interesting this is. What determines the actions that we take? We act out just like based on the history of who we are. But most of the time that history is not that good, right? We were like pussies in school and the feminism and the, you know, the weak men and testosterone, whatever. Right? What if you just start to like visualize and affirm the version of you you want to become, and you wormhole, you teleport, and you start acting like that right now? I guarantee you'll find it easier to do the actions that will actually get you to the end result when you just keep this cue in your mind. What would the high testosterone version of me do? If you enjoyed this video and you got any value from it, scroll down and hit the subscribe button, the little bell button. And whilst you're down there, you can also just scroll to the comments for a second and just read some of the comments. And maybe you'll be surprised or not, depending on how many videos of mine you've watched. But the amount of guys who comment stuff like, these videos have genuinely changed their life forever. They were in a dark place, then they started watching my videos, taking my advice, and now they're actually in such a good place. They've got a girlfriend now, they're happy, they've lost 10, 20 pounds of fat, they've put on some muscle, their confidence. Self-improvement really works. When you watch these videos, you're getting self-improvement education, you're getting inspiration, some positive content, and then you just need to go ahead and take some action. Like, I'm living proof that this works. My friend Sam is living proof that this works. So it's time for you to embark onto this journey. And another way you can do that, the top link in the description is my free self-improvement forum, Adonis Gang. You can join that and just learn more and read more about self-improvement, and you can engage in our community. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!